Augmented reality. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has made it his mission to bring the world together, and that means going all in on augmented reality. As he explained it on Tuesday, you could, for example, open your smartphone camera, aim it at your morning bowl of hemp and buckwheat flakes, and then augment your drab reality by pressing the swimming shark icon.
We can make this more fun. Let's add some breakfast sharks swirling around my bowl.
There it is. You see a frenzy of sharks circling your bowl. And if you want to play a game of chess as you eat.
So we can just be sitting here and we want to play chess. Snap, here's a chessboard, and we can play together.
You move the virtual pieces by reaching out into space as you watch on your phone. Until your state outlaws holding your phone while eating breakfast. But in the meantime, get as crazy as you want.
And we can fill the room up with Skittles. Because the future is delicious.
Or you could spray graffiti on the walls. In fact, there's an augmented reality art wall at Facebook now where you can only see the art by looking through your phone.
Now we're on Facebook, we notice that there are just people gathering around looking at blank walls.
And eventually, we'll all be wearing digital contact lens displays so we can augment anything. You could be living under an off-ramp, but with your Trump Tower app, you'd be surrounded by French furniture and married to Melania. Nobody would even need clothes, just the clothing app. I think it could work, as long as the weather's warm and everybody promises to keep their contacts in. As I recall, somebody once convinced an emperor to try something similar. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.